Hi everyone, my name is Chris and I'm host of the Seller Spark Show. Today we're going to talk about the midterm elections that are coming up on November 8th. It's hard to believe we're about less than 3 weeks away from the midterm election season. And I wanted to talk you through what I think is going to happen and the rationale for this, why it's going to happen. So the Republicans are coming into this in a pretty favorable position right now, and historically, the incumbent president's party has lost seats in every election, I believe since the 1800s or so. And this has been a constant precedent that has been happening. And it shows that voters are just not satisfied with the status quo. And I don't think voters are going to be very satisfied with the Biden administration right now. And I think this is a referendum on the Biden administration and their performance. And I think in the House, I think that the Republicans are going to win 25 to 27 seats. In the Senate, the Republicans are at least going to win two seats and flip the Senate at this point. A few weeks ago in the summer, it looked like the Democrats would retain control of the Senate while the Republicans would narrowly take the House. But I think things have totally flipped on their head right now. And the Republicans are poised to take all of Congress back, while I think they're even going to pick up two or three governorships as well. And I made these predictions on my channel, on my website. You could check those out. So due to the national environment and other things, the Democrats are going to lose their majorities. And you might ask, well, how did this happen? How did things get so bad? And it all started with this thing called COVID-19. And I talked about this before, about the pandemic. And the pandemic really harmed a lot of supply chains, made prices go up. And of course, we had a war in Ukraine. So that global instability is going to cause the price of oil to go up, which is in turn going to cause the price of gas to increase, because you need oil to make the gasoline. So this in turn affects everyday Americans. You know, it causes pain at the pump because gas prices are higher, and that's taking more of your disposable income away to put gas in your car or truck. And then, of course, you have grocery bills that are just steadily increasing. They're sky high. You have home heating prices bound to go up in the Northeast and elsewhere. Electric bills are going up. Utility bills. People are struggling to keep up with the bills. Mortgages, right? The interest rates, due to the economy being so bad, interest rates have been steadily going up because the Fed is increasing the rates to contract the money supply, and this can trigger a recession because of less spending in the economy. And many economists are saying that there is definitely going to be a recession in 2023, and this is going to hamper Biden's ability to do well in the 2024 presidential election, which is the reason I think he's not going to run again. But back to the 2022 midterms, you know, we see polls day after day for American voters and the general electorate. What is the most important issue? What is the number one issue that is resonating with you right now that matters to you? And countless people have said that it's the economy, it's inflation. After that, it's crime. After that, it has to be COVID and then abortion and everything else, right? The economy is central to the focus of voters' minds. Voters tend to vote with their pocketbook. People tend to vote with their pocketbook. Am I better off than I was a few years ago? And if the answer is no, we throw out the incumbent party, we vote them out, we vote in somebody new, we vote in a new party. And it tends to vacillate and alternate each election. And this is what we're seeing. Now, I don't know how much blame voters are going to attribute to Biden with the spending bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, where Biden passed this, and then, of course, the stimulus bill, where Biden was negotiating with Congress on his second month in office, saying that he wanted $1 trillion instead of the Republicans offering $700 billion, and how much of a difference that would have made in terms of the inflationary spike that we're seeing right now. Because when you induce more money into the money supply, you know, this is going to cause more money to be in circulation, which then is going to cause the value of the currency to go down. And also, more people are saving money. They were saving money during the pandemic. And a lot of people say the problems with the economy really have to do with supply and not demand. So that really there's too much money in circulation, too much of that, you know, too much money is chasing too few goods, really. Due to the supply chain crisis, it's harder to get inputs, things to build things, to make things, and then to manufacture these products and sell them. The demand is there, but the supply is not. And so that's going to cause prices to go up. And that's what we're seeing. Basic everyday things, and Americans are getting crushed. And I think they're going to reward the Republicans because they're the party out of power. We're seeing a lot of independents are in favor of the Republicans on the generic ballot. We're seeing other types of voters, other minority voters like Hispanics and African Americans are voting for Republicans in larger numbers. Not significantly large numbers, but larger numbers. And we'll see this through the exit polls on election day to see if this claim is backed up. But through a lot of polls, we've been seeing that. And that's the evidence that we have right now, and it shows us that. And then you have the environment. You go to fracking and the pipeline, where that's going to be an issue in the midterm election season. President Biden decided to shut down the pipeline last year. And many people argue that this is causing gas prices to rise because we can't drill at home. We can't drill here at home. He shut down the pipeline. He has to release barrels of oil through the Strategic Petroleum Reserve or go overseas to Saudi Arabia for oil. It seems counterintuitive to a lot of people, and it is. But Biden has a specific goal and an aim in mind to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and prevent climate change from getting exacerbated. Is there a way to do this that kind of balances both the economic interests of these factories and companies with the environment? Sure. Seems like Biden took the one-sided approach, and it's hurt jobs. He's also made new jobs. He's made a lot of new jobs in the economy, so that can't be discounted. But as far as the pipeline, a significant amount of jobs were lost in the hundreds of thousands. And it stifled the country's economic growth and prosperity. Nevertheless, the economy rebounded a little bit after Trump was out of office. Biden making record numbers of jobs here in the labor market, getting people back to work. The unemployment rates in the states have gone down, and it's unclear if you can attribute that to Biden or the governors there. I guess both deserve credit for that. So the economy is at the forefront of voters' minds. We know voters vote with their pocketbook. And we know that the culture wars are still important, but to a lesser extent, abortion, gay marriage, LGBT rights, voting rights, electoral reform, gun control. I mean, these are issues on the ballot that you get to decide. We as the people get to decide what direction this country is going to take in the short term and in the long term by voting. And your civic participation is critical to help augment this path the nation is on. And around 80% of Americans think the nation's on the wrong track, but it's unknown what can be done to fix it. And the best solutions that are put forward to fix it, we just don't know. It depends on what part of the country you're in. It depends on who you talk to, that there's a lack of a general consensus on this. And you look at Congress has a record low approval rating. They just can't agree on anything. And the Congress is deadlocked right now at 50-50. And if the Republicans retake Congress, it's pretty likely that they're going to try and test abortion. They're going to see if they can outlaw abortion. Despite the Democrats fear-mongering about Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, I don't think that most Republicans are going to try to cut entitlements. You have some Republicans on the fringe that I think are going to cut that spending, but the majority of Republicans I don't think would do that because they know it's going to hurt them and their electoral chances. So that's in terms of the implications of the election, this midterm election, it's going to have many, you know, an abortion ban, a constitutional amendment for abortion. What's going to happen with inflation? What is each party going to do on inflation? Should we cut taxes? Should there be more taxes? Should there be more spending? Should there be less spending? And that inherently, I think, this debate inherently favors the Republicans because there should be less spending, there should be less taxes in the event of this recession, the Republicans would say. Democrats would say, well, you know, the wealthy are still getting wealthier. The wealthy are still they're getting richer off the backs of the poor. Corporations are getting rich off the working class and poor due to raising prices in this time of need for important life-saving drugs like insulin and other things. And that's really going to matter. If you're an older voter, if you're an elderly person, that's going to matter. Social Security is going to matter. For younger voters, it comes down to what is going to happen with the student loan crisis. Which party has the better solutions to the student loan crisis? And Biden recently made an executive order to cancel student debt, and it has been blocked as of yesterday in the courts by a circuit judge. It's been blocked. So that apparently is going to be frozen until a judgment is made there. But this election is going to have many implications, and it's going to portend a lot for the future that is important. It's going to determine, you know, the rights of our citizens and the direction of the country. So do your part. Make sure to vote. Not going to tell you who to vote for, but just vote and do what you think is best in that vote. My name is Chris, and I am host of the Stellar Spark Show, signing off. Until next time, see you later.